Warning: the boys have little experience in research and no experience in comedy. While we hope you learned something from today's episode, the cases presented are not meant to be the full story. Sources are included in the episode description because God knows the boys did a terrible job of explaining it.
Welcome back to Boys on the Case. It's your boy, Deputy Karaoke. What's the gasp for?
I didn't gasp. I was opening my mouth to talk.
Lucy, yeah, and I was opening my mouth at the same time.
This is such a funny situation.
What a faux pas.
Yeah.
Faux pas. All
right, go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to do like a cool bit. I was gonna be like, it's your boy, it's your boy Punish Lucy.
I was just gonna say mine really fast. but I'm Sheriff John.
Okay.
Welcome. But welcome to Boys on the Case. This is an investigative comedy podcast where we, the boys, answer questions from you, the listener, to the best of our ability. This week is a question for John. Which I haven't heard or seen yet, so I'm a little scared.
Ooh. Yeah.
John, what's gonna happen?
I mean, what?
Like, should we be worried
about in general?
Yes.
Always. About something.
Okay.
I mean, are you gonna pull out a weapon?
Are you gonna get me with a these nuts joke again? Or
that's an ever present threat, Jeremy.
I'm like constantly on guard.
I'm looking for my opportunity to do it to you.
Oh, I don't know about that's gonna be hard, Jeremy.
Yeah, I think that might be a little too difficult. Or maybe I think the worst outcome is you hit me with it and I'm indifferent that it happened to me. That's probably what would happen. Is
and
that
I would hate that more.
You'd be like, oh, these nuts, and I'll be like, hey, yeah, nice, man, and move on.
I'd rather not try.
The fun in the getting someone with the D's nuts is that everyone acts like it's been a actual mortal blow to their body.
That's what it feels like.
It's as if it's as if they're being hunted for sport. And they got him.
To me, it's more of like a feeling of betrayal. Like, I trusted you.
That's even better.
And you took advantage
That's
of me.
That's even better. All these are good feelings. I like that you guys are on heightened awareness. It's like the movie Predator. I've never seen, but I have watched a clip where Arnold Schwarzenegger and what's the other guy's name? The black gentleman. I don't know where they grab arms.
It's the meme format.
Yeah, and Arnold is like
they're shaking
heart. You son of a bitch! Like I've seen that like 80 times. I've never seen the movie, but it's like the predator doesn't want to hunt like squirrels or whatever. He wants to hunt people. There's a thrill to that.
Okay.
Because we're top of the food chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, until he arrives.
When you can turn invisible.
Yeah.
You're the top of the new food chain wherever you go.
I do want to say, though, that I've been on such heightened alert here now that, like, every time John comes up to me and he says, like, a word that I don't really recognize or he doesn't normally say, like, mongoose or something. And I'm like...
Lucy gives an actual
like,
pause.
Oh, no.
She wants me to elaborate. She wants me to deconstruct my own sentence to make sure I can't get her.
Oh, no.
I'm like, you're not going to get me.
Yeah. Someone argues that heightened state of fear, that's the real gag.
Yeah.
That's the real
So, joke. Yeah. So, should we move to my question?
Yeah, let's move to your question.
Okay. Is Planet X real? If it is, should I be worried about it? And that's from Planet Scare Me.
You know... I'm glad you got this question, because anything space-related that I touch on the show dies.
Yeah. Well, when I was reading about, like, orbits and shit, I was like, oh, man, Jeremy would probably not have made it through this one. We probably would have exchanged this question. Jeremy, have you ever heard of Planet X?
Yeah, I used to be really into, like extraterrestrial life kind of things and whatever, and Planet X came up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those theories that came up where I was just like, you lost me. I don't think this is it. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be wasting our effort on
it
this.
It comes up in one way or another constantly.
Okay.
Basically, since there's been modern astronomy, there's been like, well, I shouldn't say modern astronomy. Basically, since Neptune's the discovery, there's been a...
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We get into that. We're coming up on like 150 years, 200 years, something like that, of people being like, I'm gonna fucking find it, trying to Captain Ahab this rock.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Alyssa, I think you've heard of this.
Yeah.
Because we've discussed it in the past.
Yeah, like whenever aliens come up, Planet X is normally mentioned in there somehow.
Which is interesting. So for anyone who doesn't know, Planet X is a hypothetical ninth planet in our solar system, whose potential existence has ranged from an explanation for weird gravity and to up to the herald of the end of days. It has a lot. It's a broad range for this one.
Yeah.
The history of the concept is actually really interesting. It has a lot of real science. It's actually mostly real science for something that sounds so weird and outlandish.
Yeah.
It is almost entirely grounded on actual astronomy.
Well, that's because it's real, John.
Right. Well, there's another person who is claiming that they're being beamed information from another group of aliens.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that.
Cool.
We'll get to that at some point.
I trust them.
But before we get off with this, I want to get off.
Nice.
I came up with a new game.
Okay.
And I came up with this before I knew Lucy would be on the show today. But it's called Is Jeremy Smarter Than a Google?
Oh, man.
So, Jeremy, we have some... Yes, Lucy.
Can I be like the phone a friend? One?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Like his lifeline or whatever?
Yeah, you get one.
Okay.
I was about to say, you're about to get a lot of calls.
You can phone Lucy once.
Okay.
I have three questions here.
Okay.
That Google has answered correctly.
Okay.
And we're going to see if you could outsmart Google.
Okay.
So,
Jeremy,
can you name all the planets in our solar system?
All right. We're going to try.
Okay.
All right. So, we got Mercury.
Real quick. How many are there?
Seven.
Okay. Keep going.
Was that one of the questions?
No.
I'll let you know how many there are when I'm done naming them.
Okay.
All right. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. That's eight.
Well,
that is, except that's incorrect.
You skipped
Jupiter.
Ah,
and Pluto's
shit.
Not a planet.
Oh, fuck.
That actually segues us very well into the next question, okay. Jeremy. Why is Pluto not considered a planet anymore?
Because they keep changing the definition of dwarf planets because of its size. So they changed it again, I think recently in like 2012-ish, to no longer consider Pluto a full-size planet.
You know, I'm going to give that one to you.
Okay.
That's pretty close. It does not meet the criteria for a planet.
Mm-hmm.
But that change came in August of 2006.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the
really?
International Astronomical Union defined a planet as a celestial body that is in orbit around the sun, has sufficient mass to assume hydrostatic equilibrium, which just means round,
cool.
And has cleared the neighborhood around its orbit. And cleared the neighborhood basically just means that it is gravitationally dominant
right.
in like its region of space, and that the other shit floating around aren't like competing for gravitational
right.
influence. And it does not meet that last one.
Gotcha.
Pluto is not big enough
or
to do
dense
that.
Enough.
Sure, Jeremy.
Yeah.
What? No. It's,
yeah,
it's
because...
A, I mean, yeah, it's a mass thing.
Yeah, because, like, yeah. Going on.
Okay. I think you might have answered this question earlier, Jeremy, but my last question was, what is Pluto now considered? I think you didn't answer that.
No, phone me.
Lucy, do you know what is Pluto now considered?
Well, you caught me at a bad time here. I'm actually getting my hair done.
Lucy, this is really important
but let me,
for the pod.
Let me think. Let me consult with my hairdresser real quick.
I don't know if that's loud.
Yes, we do believe that it is now called a dwarf planet.
I'm going to go with dwarf planet. John, that's my final answer.
Okay, that is correct. Now, can you give
yes,
me the definition?
Yes.
Thank you, Lucy.
And her hairstylist.
And your hairstylist.
Who I suspect is the real one who actually did. Can you define a dwarf planet for me?
No. a dwarf planet?
Schmall?
It's very similar to the definition of a planet.
It's a celestial body in orbit around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
With it's a gravitational sub. It's not a dom, like you said.
Oh, it's a bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that better than what they have. The main difference is that it has not cleared the neighborhood, but it's not a moon.
That's
the big distinction here. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, Jeremy, unfortunately, Google is smarter than you.
I mean, did we ever question it?
No, but I didn't think you would get the planet one so bad.
I like how probably left out the biggest one.
It's not that one that got me, is that he was like, yeah, Pluto. As if Pluto not being a planet isn't like the one thing that people know about planets.
I'm sorry. I apologize to the galactic community.
I don't know if they'll accept it.
Yeah, we'll have to. We'll let you know in like 200 or so
years. They are pretty indifferent about a lot of things.
Yeah, they would seem so. Notable dwarf planets besides Pluto include Ceres and Eris. There's a whole, it's a regular fucking junkyard. I mean, like past Neptune, it's like in like the Kuiper belt and the Oort cloud and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's like God was a hoarder.
Okay. So just for like reference, we have like the planets. Do we have the asteroid belt? Is that on the outer ring? Like
there's two, right?
I think there's one like
Right after Mars.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's called like the Jovian region or something like that.
That sounds like
I'm
a Pokemon
not sure.
Region.
There is part of our solar system called the Jovian stuff.
The Hoenn region.
No, Jeremy. Nice attempt at a Pokemon reference, but And then I think there's another one, right? There's another asteroid belt.
Like on the edge.
I think.
The problem is,
the more we don't know much about the edge, we're getting a lot of that. We don't know much about the edge of our solar system. But like I said, it's just fucking lousy with shit that's just floating around. Now, for Planet X, we have to go back to the discovery of Neptune in 1846. Because right after they discover this thing with, their eyes. I don't know.
Yes.
That's most of it. this made them speculate basically immediately. Well, is there another one, right? So then the concept of Planet X itself started in 1906 of a man from Boston. Named Percival Lowell.
Percival.
That's a good name.
It is. I know that he's from Boston, but I can't help but hear the name Percival. It's like Percival. You going to Cotillion? You know what I mean? So in 1906, Lowell, I think it's how you say his name, he started a project to find a planet past Neptune. And what he was hoping to do was explain what at the time was believed to be an odd orbit for Uranus. Yeah. It's funny. Why'd they name it after a boy?
For real.
What the fuck? They had to. Man.
I mean, it's like
wild.
A cave painting of a dick. Like, somebody's going to laugh eventually.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did someone had to hear that, like, the first time they declared it. Someone was like, oh, what?
It's named after my mother.
Well, no, what's the joke there, Jeremy? Is that a self-burn?
No, I mean, like, I just imagine, like, this guy as a scientist. He wanted to name it after his mother.
Oh,
his mother's just got
I thought you were trying to
name.
Do, like, a your mom joke.
No.
Yeah.
Uranus.
Uranus.
That's how it's actually pronounced, right?
Uranus?
I think so.
I hope not.
Or they tried to push that at some point. I don't know.
The rebranding.
Anyways, so this hypothetical planet that Lowell thought would explain Uranus's weird movements, he named it Planet X, but that was a name that was actually originally used by Gabriel Dalé.
That's metal.
Yeah. It's a pretty good name. Yeah. It's not meant to be X like 10. It was meant to be like mystery.
Like undefined.
Mm. Yes, yeah, undefined, yeah. Exactly. Now, the reason he most likely wanted to do this was to establish himself in the scientific community. He didn't have credibility, mostly because of his belief that these channel-like features on the surface of Mars were built by alien intelligence.
Well, of course.
Which is a belief that he pushed a lot. And then people were like, we're not really feeling that. And then he did kind of do the Captain Ahab, well, then I have to go find a new planet to establish myself. He should have just made a religion about that.
Yeah, he would have been successful.
No. Yeah, like, yeah. He just Hubbard this shit.
Wait. There was a, like, cult that was centered around Planet X, was
We're
there?
Getting to that.
Okay, all right. You're
oh,
going to get
yeah.
to time turn the gears. Okay.
Yeah. That involves the person who's being beamed info from an alien kind of thing.
Okay.
She has the right idea. She got ahead of that shit.
She's moving product.
That's what I'm saying. She knew what to do. This guy was like, oh, they're making fun of me. Just start a church, man. It's so much easier. you can make any church you want and put a theme around it.
Yeah, and if people hate you for it, they're bigots.
That's what I'm saying, right? It's my religious freedom.
That's hate speech.
Yeah.
That's hate speech. What do you mean I can't have these snakes bite people?
They like it.
They want
the snakes.
what do you mean the snake's like it? Like, we're had, boys. Takes his skin off. Slithers off, yeah. Fuck, snake people again. It was so obvious this time, too. They were trying to be covert. So let me get this straight. I'm going to prove my faith to God by letting that there snake bite me? Yes. I mean, yes. Hey, you blink sideways. What's that about? The faith of Christ. Wow. So I want to talk about Uranus a little bit more.
You do?
I do, Jeremy. Oh my God. It's so small and flat.
Yes, sir.
Because it is weird. It's a weird-ass planet. You know, like, it orbits on its side.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's something you always hear about it. They don't really know why that is. One theory I read is that it was hit by something, like, really big. But I think it's, like, twice the size of Earth or something like that. Oh. Allegedly hit it, and that's what put in this weird rotation. But because of that weird rotation, it has extreme climates for a quarter of its year, which is 20 of our years.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A full orbit around the sun for Uranus is 84 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Your mama's so fat that, it's also the coldest planet in the system.
Really?
Is it?
Yeah. It's, you would think it'd be like Pluto or not Pluto. That's not a planet. Like you'd think it'd be Neptune. Because it's so far away, yeah. Right? But it's because it has little to no internal heat.
Hmm.
So it doesn't get to supplement that. It's also the only planet named after a Greek god rather than a Roman one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of interesting. So Lowell, our boy Percival.
Percival.
Yeah.
Percy.
Yeah, doing whatever you did in Boston. Probably still talking about the Revolutionary War at this point, right? They're probably still hype as fuck.
I'm sorry. I just want like a historical documentary about like ancient Boston, but they just have modern Boston accents.
Yeah. Hey, toss it in the river. Yeah, we're gonna show them what for. Dirty Brits. So he conducted multiple searches for this new Neptune beyond planet, or a trans-Neptunian planet.
Oh.
Where he had his first search in 1906. And then he had another one in 1914 through 16. And in 2015, oh, by the way, didn't find anything. I guess I should mention that. Didn't find shit.
That'd be work for a while.
Yeah, he tried a lot. I mean, it's hard. You gotta, like, you know,
look.
I mean, there's so much of it. There's so much of it up there. Where do we even, you know, like if I got an observatory.
Yeah.
Like, all right, boss, where do we point it? I'd be like, fuck, man. I don't, like,
I just paid for the damn thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I see shit over there with my eyes, but, like, can we try there?
Nope, yeah. Nothing, boss.
Yeah. Where is that? Where is that over there? What do you call that? That's Mars. Oh, this is a terrible start. If it has a name, it's already been found. This is awful. But in 2015, he published a very sexy sounding book.
Ooh.
Called Memoir of a Trans-Neptunian Planet.
Hey, happy pride.
Ooh.
Yeah, it sounds hot as fuck, dude. And he details Planet X, such as its mass, its distance from the sun, etc.
Okay, but he's acting like he found it.
Well, this is where science and the layman, I feel like, don't connect. Most scientific things
I'm the layman in this situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Most things when it comes to like math-based studies are predicted, right? Like what was that one that they found and they were like, we did it, we found God or something. It was the Higgs boson.
Sure. I don't know.
Do y'all remember that? Higgs boson was massive. It was
vaguely.
Well, I know recently like the like Stephen Hawking's formula for something about black holes was recently like shown evidence for.
Right. Well, so a lot of times, particularly in like physics and astrophysics and all that, people will predict something because they'll be like, Einstein did this, like half the shit that he predicted in general relativity he didn't have evidence of.
Mm-hmm.
When he published it, he was just like, I think
we
will discover this
if the numbers add up like this.
Yeah,
then
it must be
this
basically. Okay. Right, you have an issue. So like in this case, it's like, okay, Uranus has a weird orbit. I think it's a planet. If a planet was causing it to have a weird orbit, how big would the planet have to be? How far away would it be? Stuff
right.
like that. So he starts predicting this kind of stuff. Like I said, he hadn't found it. He's just saying, if I find it, it'll look like this. Now, we need to take a fun little side story that does kind of interact with this. So in 1908, there was a man named William Pickering who he actually helped Lowell start his observatory.
Okay.
So he, I don't think he contributed money to it because I think Lowell was rich as fuck, but he helped him start it. Now, he claimed to have found evidence of a new planet by also looking at Uranus's orbit.
Okay.
He didn't look for the planet itself. He was just looking at how Uranus moved and thought he could predict where the planet would be based on that, which he dubbed Planet O because O comes after N in the alphabet and was supposed to be past Neptune.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
That's funny. And before we explain his search, I want to talk about an astronomy concept. It's actually quite interesting. It's called astronomical plates. It was basically just an early form of photography that used plates to capture images on them. This was like revolutionary for it because this was plates allowed astronomers to have permanent photos of what they're looking at. Hmm. Before, you didn't have that.
Yeah, you saw it for a second and you're like,
You saw it and what? Then you were like, write that down. That was like the best you had, right? I'm sure they had some form of mapping, but it wasn't a photo. Mm-hmm. Then they had that. And they're actually still incredibly important because astronomers still look at them even though they're not as good as like our modern day electronic images, because they can see where these bodies were like 100 years ago and compare that to where they are now. And from stuff like that, you can figure out, like, you can tighten up the orbit, the mass, stuff like that. So these are always important, which I think is super interesting about astronomy, that viable evidence never becomes irrelevant, right?
That's true,
because, like, where Mars 100 years ago versus today is an important thing to know because it can help you be more precise about where it moves, basically, right? Because we don't really know for sure, right? We're not, like, on it all the time.
We give it our best guess.
Well, like, it was guesses for a long time, and the guesses were, like, really fucking good.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to, like, figure it out, right? So Pickering and his buds, whoever worked at his observatory shit, they took a bunch of plates, but none of them had evidence of a new planet. And then it was pointed out to him by another astronomer, P.H. Cowell, which is an even better name.
Yeah.
Whenever I read this shit, I'm like, I'll never make an impressive discovery because my name is not nearly interesting enough. These are such interesting names.
Oh, no.
It's true, though. But he pointed out that Pickering's prior observation, his prior observed irregularities in the orbit were pretty much eliminated if you placed the planet's displacement of longitude and took that into account. So if he did the math better, it looked normal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. And he was like, fuck. And then Lowell, who had close association with Pickering, just like fucking roasts this man.
Oh no.
For no reason.
Oh no.
He dismissed Pickering's claim by saying, this planet is very properly designated O, for it is nothing at all.
Damn, son.
And I bet the town crier had to go everywhere and spread this.
Did you hear this shit?
Yeah. How fucking mean is that?
It's a diss track, John.
That's pretty good, right? Eminem who? I read that and I was like, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Lay off.
Yeah. No, that'll destroy a man's career
it
that time.
It still hurts.
Yeah.
It still does hurt. I didn't put in my notes, but after Planet O, what's-his-face Pickering kept proposing new planets, and he just kept going down the alphabet.
I would love that.
I think it went all the way down to S.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and I don't want to try to figure out the order in my head on the air, because that'd be embarrassing, I think. So, and it, you know, it actually, it gets kind of, Pickering's story gets a little bit sadder.
Oh, no.
But we're going to get to that after the break.
Okay.
So Pickering's taken all these plates, right? Or his associates. I don't think it was him himself.
Yes.
But the people he's working with, they take all these plates. And it turned out that four of them that they took in search for Planet O actually held images of Pluto.
Oh.
Wow.
They overshot a bit.
But that wouldn't be recognized for a while.
Okay.
And the credit for finding it went to Clyde Tombaugh, I think is how you say
Clyde Tombaugh.
Tombaugh.
It's T-O-M-B-A-U-G-H. How would you say Bo? Tombo?
I think Tombo.
B-A-U-G-H. Tombaugh.
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 Clyde.
Bye.
Yeah, Clyde in 1930. And he was actually working at Lowell's observatory.
Oh.
Now, Lowell's like good and fucking dead at this point.
Oh, damn.
He died in 1916.
Okay.
It was apparently very sudden.
They didn't want us to find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is an investigative
podcast. The last person he ever saw was, oh my gosh, Clyde Tombaugh. Oh my God. The cold case reopened. Yeah, he spot and identified, although, and this is what I didn't know. They didn't actually confirm the size and mass of Pluto till 1978, right?
Oh, wow.
So Clyde finds it in 1930, and he was like, oh, I found Planet X. I did it. But it, and then in 1978, they're like, this isn't Planet X because it's not nearly big enough to blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And during that whole time, basically just a bunch of us, I kind of skipped this part because it's literally people being like, well, it could be. I disagree. Well, why? Well, I ran some numbers. I ran numbers. Well, you know, like.
I guess we're at an impasse.
Yeah, just for decades of just kind of people presenting new and new stuff. And then finally, 1978, they were like, no, this is not it. And they just used a bunch of different techniques to basically figure out its dimensions. And this is actually another cool astronomy thing that I want to discuss. And that is, so something called pre-covery. So after being discovered, Pluto was actually pre-covered on a photo going back to 19... Jesus. Going back to the 19th of March, 1915. And basically pre-covery, which is short for pre-discovery recovery.
Nice, yeah.
Which is
excellent.
Good fucking band name, if anyone's in the market. It basically, you try to locate an object in photos or images, more specifically plates, that date back to before its discovery.
Okay.
Usually to find a more accurate orbit.
Okay.
That's what I was talking about before, right? So, like, you find Pluto in 1930. You're like, there it is. And you look at the other photo and you're like, there it was. And now you kind of have an idea where it's been going, right?
Okay.
I don't imagine Pluto would have moved very far. 15
yeah,
years.
Yeah, probably not.
Huh. Yeah, how long is its orbit?
That's
like
a great question.
Years, right?
It's immense. Look it up. Yeah, 248 years.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
You're pretty close, Lucy. What'd you say?
I just said 200 something.
Yeah, it's really long. It's one of those things where it's like, that doesn't fucking matter.
After a certain point, it's just gone.
Hey, well, it's just like, who cares, right? Like our measurement of time is arbitrary.
Yeah.
Mm. Let me ask you this. I didn't look this up, and I was like, this might be fun to discuss. Like, how did they know when we did an orbit around the sun, like a while ago? Like, it's an orb, right?
Yeah. So like,
how do you know when you, what's
like,
the start
no corners,
line?
Like, I mean, maybe you can go off of like sunspots, but those change.
Back then they wouldn't have seen those.
That's true.
Like, you're just staring at the sun and you're like.
I guess you wouldn't be looking at the sun for reference. You'd be looking at like outside galaxies.
Oh, that
for
makes
reference.
Sense. Probably
yeah.
Constellations
yeah.
and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's still an.
But also, you could probably see like the transit of like Mercury and like planets closer to the sun than us mm-hmm. and see that they're going like across it. And like you're kind of just like going off based on their motion.
Sure.
Like, huh. Like
I mean,
something.
I didn't look it up. Contrary to popular belief, I don't just know these things. I do read about it. But I had to, I thought I was reading this. So I was
yeah.
like, how would you fucking even know?
I don't know. They don't pay me for that.
They don't pay you for much, Jeremy.
They shouldn't.
So, anyways. Now, search would continue. Various people just trying different shit, you know?
Right.
They just said it's a gut feeling. They're like what Nick Cage in the Treasure.
National Treasure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to find it.
That was actually pretty accurate, yeah.
Yeah. Do y'all ever rewatch those?
No.
They're bad.
I know.
Like it.
I love it. I'm still waiting on the third. Bad films.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is in the second when he's like, I'm going to, you know, he steals a constitution, right?
Okay.
I don't think I saw
no,
the second.
No, he steals
Declaration.
Declaration.
Yeah.
And the second one, he's like, I'm going to steal the president.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah,
he steals the president.
He, like, kidnaps him.
Oh, my God.
To ask him president shit. And then once they're talking, the president is like, man, I know you, like, fucking kidnapped me, but I'm, like, vibing with your whole shit. Let me show you my secret president book.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's where he gets the clues he needs to find all the gold that George Washington and his married gentleman left.
Could just, you know, call for an interview.
What about the aliens? Does the president reveal the alien stuff?
That's a joke. They did bring that up.
Damn.
There's like a section titled Aliens or something.
Yeah.
My favorite part about, not to make this a National Treasure fan cast, but like there's another part later in the film where they're trying to find the switch to open the thing.
The switch, yeah.
And there's a Nicolas Cage is like, I need water bottles. And he takes water and he starts splashing it all on these rocks. He's like, yeah, look right there. It's an eagle. And it's just so weird to me that it's like this. I'm just imagining this fucking Revolutionary War era motherfucker. I hope it's Benny Frank. Just putting this special paint on it. It's like, not only will this last for hundreds of years, it only shows up when it's wet. Also, it's outside by a lake. It's wet all the time. Anyways.
It's got to be from a bottle, John.
It only shows up.
From Dasani.
I was going to say, from Dasani. That shit's loaded with terrible stuff.
pH of 14, baby. Yeah.
It'll show up when exposed to uranium. Quick, that Dasani. Anyways, it keeps going until 1992 when Erland Miles Standish Jr.
That's a good name.
Yeah. He used data from Voyager 2's passerby of Neptune in 1989, which basically found that Neptune was actually 0.5% smaller in mass than they had originally thought.
Damn.
Which is not insignificant. That's a lot of mass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like if Jeremy, if you had that much more mass right now, I'd be like, damn, boy.
I'd be thick as
he filling out them pants. He filling them up a little bit.
I wouldn't be able to walk.
Every time I jump, I get called in for a noise. Ordinance.
Yeah. I can hear Jeremy come in the room. It's like, it's great, man.
Sorry, guys.
Anyways, he recalculated Uranus's orbit.
Okay.
I was like, oh, it makes sense now.
Okay.
Now it just works. It
no
just...
longer Planet X.
No, it doesn't need to be Planet X. It just works mathematically again, which is embarrassing. And so basically, he disproved Planet X, and now most astronomers agree there is no such planet under the specification that Lowell presented.
Gotcha.
This idea of what he thought Planet X would be has basically been disproven. But as we know, there's tons of trans-Neptunian objects.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, places fucking lousy of shit out there.
Hell yeah.
Like Ceres.
Ceres.
Eris.
Eris. Eris.
One, I think it's pronounced Make Make.
Make Make.
Oh.
It's M-A-K-E, M-A-K-E.
Okay.
Yeah. Pluto. Got a big old heart on it.
The dog.
Very cute.
Eagle.
Fuck, that's where it is! Quick, pour Dasani on the telescope. I found it. I'm going to steal Pluto. I'll take it back. Anyways, I didn't discuss this too much in my notes because this is kind of off topic, but there's also a Planet 9, which is different from X, and it is hypothesized for the odd orbits of extreme trans-Neptunian objects.
Okay.
Apparently, they cluster in some weird ways, and they don't know why,
Oh.
gravitationally speaking. And actually, some astronomers as recent as 2015 believe that they have evidence that could point to a planet-sized object past Neptune.
Huh.
So this wouldn't be Planet X.
All right.
Because Lowell's concept already got disproven. It wouldn't be a planet old because Pickering's was a loser,
hey,
as was pointed out. Was a loser who couldn't even see Pluto. Couldn't even recognize a planet.
Amateur.
Now, to the next half of the question, should he be worried about it? Fuck, yeah, you really...
Wait, what?
You should panic, actually.
Wait, what?
No.
That's because the Nibiru cataclysm is inevitable.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad we got all this science talk out of the room, because I think people who want to know about that are good, and they've clicked away. And the real ones are here to have the wool pulled out from over their eyes.
Yeah.
And know what's really happening.
Get your tinfoil out.
Oh, yes,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I already proved that the moon's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And I also proved that the Earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And another one, I think.
Let's not name it.
Was there another one?
I hope not.
I feel like there was.
I feel like there was another crushing defeat that Jeremy held at my feet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to...
I may just be mistaking it with every time I talk to him, but...
Ow.
Now, the Nibiru cataclysm, the idea is that basically sometime in the early 20th century, not to freak you out, but that's now, a large planetary object is either going to hit the Earth or get real fucking close,
mm-hmm,
and that's just going to jack our shit up completely. And believers of this refer to the object as Nibiru or Planet X.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah. Thanks, Lowell. Now, this idea came from Nancy Leiter?
Reagan?
No. No, I don't think this was Nancy Reagan's doing. She
Are we
did,
sure?
Well, she did all that other shit. I don't remember. I don't know, people just get mad when you talk about it. I don't remember what she did. No, her name is Leiter. L-I-E-D-E-R.
Okay.
Which, there's some humor in there, I think. She's from Wisconsin, and she claimed that as a girl, she was contacted by gray aliens named Zedans, who put a communication device in her brain.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And the Zedans told Leiter that Nibiru is 4 times larger than the Earth, and it's going to pass by us on May 27th of 2003, and that this will... Hold on. You don't even fucking know.
Did I miss it?
No, no. This motherfucker, she's on some... X game shit.
Okay.
It's gonna, okay. That this would cause the Earth to stop rotating for about 6 days, and then there would be a pole shift, which is where the magnetic poles of the Earth physically change location.
Cool.
And then this would, like, fuck up the Earth's core or the crust or something. It would, you know, kill everyone.
Okay, but doesn't, like, the Earth's magnetic pole switch, like, every few thousand years?
Hundred
thousand. Okay.
That's different.
That does happen, actually. She's right. The poles swap. This is different. Because it's not a swap. They move.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, like all of a sudden the North Pole is in Arkansas.
I knew it was the Holy Land.
But obviously this didn't happen, right?
And or obviously. Did it? Or did it?
Well, here's the thing. It didn't, because it would have fucked us up. We would know.
Oh, we're fucked up.
You can't miss this shit, though.
Okay.
An object 4 times larger than the Earth passes by, Jeremy? I think I'd see it. Unless I was too busy rewatching National Treasure 1 and 2. But this was a 4D chess move on Leiter's part.
Okay.
So she knew it wouldn't happen in 2003 and said this just to fool the establishment.
All the normies.
Uh-huh. The government hears this, and they're like, fuck, the Zedans told Leiter it's going to be in 2003. Now we got to get all our black helicopters painted quickly. But she knew it wasn't going to happen. And she called it a white lie, and that she would never tell the actual date, because it would give those bastards at the world governments time to trap people in the cities where they would die.
Wait, if she didn't want people to know when it's coming, wouldn't she just, like, keep all the information to herself?
Well, she's trying to spread... because she's trying to spread awareness.
Okay.
And she's trying to get the UN and all their bad guys, all the UN COVID death squads.
Oh, no.
Get them in a tizzy.
Okay.
Being like, oh, fuck. How do we not know? We would see it, right? Do you see it?
I don't see it.
Where is it?
It's under us.
It could be on the other side of the planet. Fuck, it's a sphere. Oh, my God. We've just disproven ourselves. Turn to the Earth. Just like a big ship wheel. He's got hard, like, to starboard.
Somebody's got a big old crank. It's the intern. Just...
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Now, if you're like me and you want to hear the good word of the Zedan straight through the emissary's mouth herself, you can actually go to her website, Zeta Talk, which she launched in 1995 and is still up there.
Oh.
And I have to say, and this is not a goof, it's a pretty well-constructed and maintained website. You know, you kind of go to some of these things and you try to load the page and it takes like 8 years. No, Jeremy, don't go on yet.
Okay,
we're gonna explore this together.
Okay.
But it's pretty good. It's pretty well made. It's minimalist, but you know. Also, I want to say before we get into this, there's a contact page on there.
Oh.
Leave these people alone. It's fun to discuss this and to have our fun here, but don't go and harass people or give them issues. Don't be an asshole. And I think it constitutes being an asshole if you go on there and pretend you think this is real and waste someone's time.
Like the one time that you wanted to find the Fountain of Youth?
That's different. That's different for two reasons. The first is that I went on there and was like, do you have the Fountain of Youth? And they were like, yeah.
It was an honest question.
Yeah. And second of all, I'm pretty sure that was a bot. So I don't think I wasted anyone's time. So with that disclaimer out of the way, let's explore this.
Okay.
Now, there's a great section called Quick Intros, and it gives you rundowns on certain topics.
Okay.
Here's a couple that I found. New geography. And this shows the map of how the longitudes and latitudes of the Earth will look in the after times. And that is unironically what they call after Nibiru passes. They call it the after times.
Okay.
Now, I would think that a pole shift that leads to the Earth's crust fucking up would just kind of end everything.
Right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. And you will need to know the longitudes and latitudes.
For why?
To find stuff.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Man, you're going to feel like such an asshole if you're like on your little shortwave radio and you're like eating shoes and shit.
Yeah.
But you didn't read the hot tips on this site. And they're like, oh, there's a safe haven. You just got to go to -42.9. You're like, shit.
What direction is that?
What episode of Boys on the Case was that?
Because our show is archived.
Yeah, for sure. On shortwave radio and cassette. Yeah, we actually back up every one of these on all forms of physical media.
Now selling Boys on the Case straight to VHS.
Yes. And pre-order, get our transcripts. There's another one called Nibiru Daily.
Oh, my God.
Which I got really excited about. It's not a newspaper.
Oh, no.
It shows images of Nibiru, which are captured daily on an Italian webcam at sunset. It's something about the red spectrum of light or something, and you can spot it. I don't know why a webcam.
Okay, but what is it actually, though?
What do you mean? It's Nibiru.
It's Nibiru.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's not Nibiru, right? I mean,
what are you talking about?
What's actually in the picture?
The planet Nibiru.
I don't think so.
Is this a bit?
Are you joshing us?
Yeah, because every time I've said anything about Nibiru so far, about like it's gonna destroy us, the after times and all that, you were nodding your head like you were really feeling it.
Yeah,
you even did that thing they do in church where someone like holds their hand up and like closes their eyes and just kind of gently shakes their head back and forth, like in like I'm feeling, yes, Lord, I'm feeling it.
The presence
of Nibiru itself.
Okay, but it's off an Italian webcam.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my favorite section, which is entitled Help! and this gives tips on fleeing and surviving during the pass-by and in the aftertime.
Oh, now I do need to know this.
It's great. They have a bunch of little stick figures. There's a part about planting seeds cooperatively, and the guy's wearing a pilgrim hat. And I'm like,
communism.
I don't think. Well, there's no world governments anymore, Jeremy, and thus no political ideology.
That's socialism.
Communists are the ones who are trying to hide this from us.
Okay.
I think.
Communism is Joe Biden.
Damn, you're right. Okay.
That's all you got.
What was it before him, though?
Obama,
Hillary.
Obviously.
What about before that?
What was the Democratic president before that?
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Who did it during the Cold War?
Who was the president during the Cold War?
I think
JFK.
I think Republicans mostly, right?
Wait, he started it.
No, they're fighting for us. They're for freedom.
JFK started. He didn't start the Cold War.
He was around that time.
I mean, yes, you're right. But I don't think he started.
No, he
it.
Didn't. I just couldn't think of.
He did ramp up our nuclear arsenal.
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, because he was like, "We gotta get the bombs." Era. And everyone.
Sorry, I watched way too much.
And everyone was like, I can't believe women vote now, but at least they chose this guy.
Yeah, at least this guy fucks.
So there's just a lot of stuff like that, just explaining how do you do it. Now, it's something that I do want to point out that I really liked is that almost every other word of this site is hyperlinked.
Oh, no.
Particularly on the help page.
Oh, man.
There's so many hyperlinks that when you click on, just take you to other pages of the site that explain it. So, I'm going to pull it up.
That sounds painful.
It's really funny because it's like, it loads so quick that you kind of aren't mad, but it's like, it doesn't help. So the help page has a list of yes and no.
Oh.
Like, yes, do this. No, don't do that. But a lot of these words are like hyperlinked. So like, it says it on no, don't panic. Panic is hyperlinked. Or make a big operation out of your plans. Operation is hyperlinked.
What?
If we click on panic, it takes us to topic, emotions. By sharing, hyperlinked, reactions, troubled times members hope to help each other. Emotional adjustments, hyperlinked, to the coming cataclysms, hyperlinked, vary by individual. But we are all affected by grief, hyperlinked, fear, hyperlinked, despair, and anxiety, hyperlinked. There is uncertainty, hyperlinked.
Now, okay, so...
And it kind of goes on like that.
As a former journalism student, whenever I would
fucking
get,
brag about
when,
it.
Whenever I would get upset about, like, a story that keeps getting sent back by my editor, and they were like, show your sources, I would do that shit.
Yeah.
I would hyperlink every other sentence. So I'd be like, this is it. This is my source. This is my source. And they'll be like, there's too many hyperlinks. I'm like, yes, I know.
I really want everyone to go look at this website. But not if you like driving or, you know. But go look at it. It's wild. Things are hyperlinked, and it's like, I don't know. I feel like I kind of get that. Like, develop a plan, and plan is hyperlinked. But it's like
a plan, a series of steps. Involved.
Yeah, some of the things on here that are hyperlinked include supplies, shelter, hand tool, fishing, seed,
breathing,
books,
blinking,
alone. What does that one take me to?
Familial relations.
Oh, this is an article about survival groups. Okay, this is written in 2002.
Oh,
interesting.
My goodness.
Interesting. I mean, dude, they keep this thing going. You can also donate, you know, of course. So, okay. So to summarize the whole thing, the idea of like a trans-Neptunian planet has been around since like the mid-1800s. I think, when was Neptune discovered? 1846, I think we said?
Sure.
it's been seriously deliberated ever since. Lowell and Pickering's, I hate that name. It doesn't feel good to say.
Pickering's.
Yeah.
Hey, watch it.
Jesus. Their search for planet X.
Can't do anything around here.
I'm trying to summarize the show, Lucy.
Okay, go on.
First, you shit on Nibiru.
On what?
Planet X.
Only we can
I want to apologize for my previous usage of wording in which I described Planet Nine.
Yeah. I just did a quick Google search. Nibiru is a slur, John.
I have now been informed that phrase is inappropriate and has been reclaimed by the black community. It's actually from what are those old people who like they've founded the Fertile Crescent and now everyone thinks that they're conspiracy things?
Sumerians.
The Sumerians.
I was into that.
It was from like the Sumerian, like Mesopotamian mythos.
Ah.
That's where it came from.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jeremy, it was my people, not yours. I'd like my word back, please.
I apologize to the community.
Which?
It's the Sumerians.
Uh-huh. That's good. We'll put up a video of him crying later.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to take this time to reflect.
Okay. And spend time with your family. Yeah. Anyways, these motherfuckers didn't find shit, but it did lead to the discovery of Pluto. That's great.
Yeah.
And through math and a closer look, they were able to see that the original concept was not a reality, but there's a lot of people who believe that there is still something out there to be found. And also, Nibiru is coming. Oh, God. Oh, please help us. Oh, shit.
So we still don't know when it's coming. The lady won't tell
us. She won't fucking. And I even emailed.
You did?
Did you?
No, I'm doing a bit. And I was like, and Jeremy, put a sound effect of click clacking in the background, please. No, with like a sound effect.
Oh, okay.
The mic's not going to pick it up. And I was like, dear Nancy, can I call you Nancy? So I know you won't tell anyone, but I promise I'm not a member of the world government. I've watched National Treasure way too much to trust those fucks. When is it coming? I just want to know. I keep reading the survival stuff and I keep buying equipment and then it keeps going bad. Because of the expiration dates?
Right. You don't pay for the maintenance.
Yeah, exactly. And I keep donating, but I don't see where it goes. And I'm not getting receipts. So I can't even write these off as charity. Sincerely, John. She won't answer. But
damn.
If you want to know a lot more, like a lot, about some of the modern searchings for Planet X, I have a lengthy video in the sources. It's like an hour long. And it is a presentation about... Dr. Scott Shepard and his team search, and there's a lot about the discoveries they've made doing this about the fringe of our solar system, just like all the weird shit going on out there. Because there's a lot of stuff we donort know about, like the Oort cloud,
Oort.
Oort cloud. Lucy's making a skeptic.
Yeah, I'm not.
Someone's fucking up no shit. Oh so
does everybody know what that is except me?
The Oort cloud is just like, it's just like a region of our solar system that's just like all these icy objects. It's like, it's like, as far as I know, it's like the last part.
Yeah.
It's like after you leave the Oort cloud and then you leave the, what is it, the heliopause? Whatever the magnetic and gravitational bubble of influence is, that's the last thing in the solar system. Once you've left that, you've like well and good left it.
Now you went empty space.
Yeah, we're out there with Voyager.
Voyager really is out there.
It's a boy. Boy, it's like really out there.
Is it still taking pictures?
It doesn't have anything to take pictures of.
Well, that and they can't get a signal anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I think they got like an erroneous signal from it at one point, and they didn't think it would reach that far.
I remember the last time we heard from it, I think it was like on my birthday, and it took like really high def photos of Pluto.
Yeah, that's where we got those from, right?
Yeah. And then after that, it was just like, bye, Voyager.
Well, they knew when it left.
Yeah.
And it left the heliopause.
Yeah.
And that's when they're like, it's out. It would have been in the dead of space for a while.
Yeah, and they kept they put like a little message thingy on it in case like any life.
Oh, they put a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's like diagrams of the human body, music, a map to Earth.
Are we sure that's a good idea, though?
Well, you know, a lot of people have said that, but I mean, what are we going to do now?
We sent it years ago.
Well, we sent another thing to go get it, but then we're like, well, fuck, how are we going to get that back? And then we sent another thing after. It's just a trail.
Yeah. Some would say it's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. We sent intern Dave up there, but that was 79, so I'm not really sure. We haven't heard anything from him. Well, anyways, everyone, there you go. That's my answer.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah, there is no Planet X, but you should fear Nibiru.
Which is not Planet X.
Which is not Planet X. People call it Planet X. There's also a hypothetical second star in the solar system called Nemesis that believers of Nibiru frequently mistake as Nibiru, but it's not. It's a different thing.
Nemesis sun.
And there is no... Yes, it's the sun's evil rival.
These rival gangs?
Yeah, it's like the sun, but it has a big mustache.
Oh my God.
And a scar.
It's out to get revenge.
Yeah. But there you go. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Did y'all learn anything?
I did.
I learned a lot.
Yeah. What'd you learn, Jeremy?
I learned that I can't say the word that we've been using the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Because the Sumerians got it first.
Yeah.
I learned that if something sounds like a slur, it probably is.
Okay.
If there's something out in the stars, there's probably a cult to go along with it.
That's probably a little more broad,
and
but
never forget Jupiter.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, that's what I learned today.
Yeah. Well, thank you to Lucy.
Hi.
For coming on the show.
Thanks, Lucy.
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. All right, save it.
I try.
He didn't win an award.
All right.
And I want to thank the kissable Jason Faust.
Jason. So sweet. If you guys got a question for us, you could send it to us at boysonthecase@gmail.com, or you can go to our splash page at anchor.fm/boysonthecase. Send us a nice little voice message. It'd be sweet. Make me blush. Yeah.
It's not hard to do.
It is, John.
I just found a page on the Zeta Talk website called Hope. It takes me to a YouTube video.
It's a bop.
I am feeling hopeful.
It's just there's just text and imagery.
How do you feel, John?
I'm scared, man. They're talking about like earthquakes and flood. I think that's a picture of Katrina. That's in bad taste.
Oh no!
Yikes! Too soon.
Now, so survival in the aftertimes would be an uphill struggle, and there's a picture of a bunch of hill people. And then it says, so why bother? That's great. That's the moral of today's story.
I think you just got, John.
Why bother? Goodbye, everyone.
Fucking got him.
Bye.